Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
But this is something that's really, really interesting. I actually just learned about a concept called ghost restaurants, which is actually very popular in New York City, yeah. Boston, D.C., like metropolitan areas, yeah. Where it's you're trying to start a restaurant and Manhattan, the rent might be $15,000 a month. Yeah. So it's like you don't have enough money.
A lot of overhead.
But you can start a ghost restaurant. So you was actually doing this before you knew what a ghost restaurant was, right?
Yeah, actually I was doing it right out the crib before I knew what it was. Good brother of mine's Al came through. He was letting me know, like, man, this is a ghost restaurant. Like, what? And he was like, yeah, this concept right here, what you're doing is a ghost restaurant. Mm. Like, man, bring it down to me. Show me. You know, I always gotta get the details.
You love to learn, man. I love that about you.
I gotta understand where you get the information from.
Yeah.
Show me the source. So he broke the source down, Al don't do too much talking. He pull it up and show you right in your face. So I'm looking it up. I'm like, wow. This one thing I read it. It was a company. It was two guys started a company, man. They running 9 kitchens out of 2 storefronts. What? Yeah, I'm gonna run it back. Ghost restaurants. They running 9 restaurants out of 2 storefronts.
So it could be like somebody selling Chinese food, somebody selling
Italian,
somebody selling empanadas, all in the same kitchen.
All in the same kitchen. Only for one roof.
And so the thing with the ghost restaurant, correct me if I'm wrong. So you make food out of like a kitchen, like your
takeout
home
only.
Your home kitchen, takeout only, and you get like Grubhub or
Uber Eats,
Postmates.
They deliver Seamless. It. But when you order from Uber Eats, they have like a menu. You don't necessarily know where these places are.
No, you don't.
You just see Thai restaurant. These are the different things that we have on the menu.
That they have.
So now you literally make the food in your kitchen. You have Grubhub, Uber Eats come.
And you know, the rest of the social media, your Instagram is your Facebook that people going to, you know.
Yeah.
So you advertise on that. You know, you can set a website up, advertise off of that. So one thing I did, you know, I'm already a platform on social media. So I started using Instagram. So I actually met a dude that was a chef. He do seafood real good. So I met him. You know what I do. I'm normally know how to hire. This was his profession. So I brought him around. I built the menu for 6 items.
Six items again. Yeah.
Built the menu up, and I put them to work. You know, but now I actually know confidential NDA. Here you go. It's another recipe. I only had one employee, so he knew everything. You know, all you need is one. It ain't too much walk-ins, and it's takeout only. So the tablet's banging. He hitting every tablet. Pick up. Boom. Now you can do your time because you can put 5 minutes to wait, 10 minutes to wait. DoorDash pick up, Grubhub pick up, you know, and take the food to the people, and they drive off with it.
And they never have any idea that it's coming from you.
Nope.
And like you said, you can have 7 different restaurants in one kitchen. Chinese, I got it. Pizza, got it.
We got it. Yeah.
Got it. So my main concept, you know,
everything 3 minutes away.
So you got to be safe serving, things of that nature. You have to be tech, you know, licensed up and things of that nature. And also it's some, you know, you got the pros and the cons. So the pros about it, yeah, you can do all that great things, but you have to make sure the package good, like a restaurant. You have to package it good. It's still a restaurant, so you have to market it and ship it out right good. But the cons is that you can get bad reviews on Yelp.
Oh, that hurts you.
You can get bad reviews on Yelp or bad reviews on the Grubhub, the DoorDash, because the drivers can take too long. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So the drivers can take too long and mess your whole product up.
You can't control the drivers, though, right?
You can't control the drivers at all.
So how do you get, like, if I wanted to start a ghost restaurant out of my kitchen, how do I get on Uber Eats? Is it like an application you got
to
fill out?
Yeah, you have to fill an application out. You have to have an EIN number. You know, you have to have the basics for a regular restaurant. You have to have the basics. So you have to fill out all that information. You know, they hit you back on an email. They do everything that you're looking forward to, how to open a restaurant. They send a cameraman out to take the pictures of your food. So everything.
Do they taste it?
No, they don't taste it. But
they make sure it's official.
They make sure it's official. So what I do private tastings. You know, any restaurant I create, I do private tastings. That way they can come. You know, my friends come over, they taste the food. All right, this the one. Nah, I don't really like this.
It's not a banger.
It's too seasoned. It's not a banger. So when I cook up for them, I'm like, all right, bet.
So you don't, I mean, you have some like uncanny hours, right? So like,
yeah, so
you want to talk about how much time is put into doing
a lot of time is put into these restaurants, man. Only to come to a sleep is a dream, but you have to get your rest. And I heard one thing, like, if you rest, you rust. So be careful with your time, and you definitely got to be careful with your health as well. So I definitely be tired. You know, this restaurant industry, entrepreneurship, definitely, you know, put me in some sacrifices beyond my limits. I don't even see my children. You know, I got 2 young boys from 1 years old and 2 years old, Cheyenne Kabir. So that messed me up with my entrepreneur lifestyle. Running a restaurant messed up my relationship with my child mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me not having the time, me not being there for the family. I'm not even seeing my kids because I'm running the restaurants and things of nature. So that really hurt me too as being a young father. So I'm trying to get that freedom back as well, because, okay, you got freedom from not working for nobody, but now you're taking your freedom from your family. Like, they don't even get to see you. So my freedom got took from like that because being an entrepreneur. So that's the cons of the restaurant industry as well, and entrepreneur industry, that you don't even see your family because you're working auntie hours. You making, you doing this, so you become a slave of the money.
Yeah, and that's the goal too, is to ultimately scale to the point where you don't actually have to physically work, because you're really trading one boss for another. In that scenario, it's like now the boss isn't Mr. Johnson, but the boss is Benjamin Franklin. Your boss is money.
Your boss is money.
So the goal is to actually be financially free to a point where it's not really about, I always say, it's not about money, it's about freedom.
About freedom.
That's the most important thing. Peace of mind is, you can't put a price tag on peace of mind.
Can't put a price tag on peace of mind. Can't put a price tag on peace of mind. So my mindset now is like, you know, all that's taken care of. Communication is number one. You got to learn to communicate and let these women know that's actually taking care of these kids. Let your sons know. Let your family know, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm gonna sacrifice this time right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so now I do. I'm gonna get my kids 3 days out the week. I make sure I get them 3 days out the week. Like, I pause myself. I get a brother of mine that know the recipe and things, that know how to run a restaurant. I get an employee that know how to run it, and I step out and be a father as well. And that's my freedom as well.
Yeah, it's important, man. Like, I know that struggle, man. And it takes a lot of balance. Like, not being there to make it to a parent teacher conference, right, or not being there to check the homework. And I remember when my daughter got a, we had went to Chicago and she failed a spelling test, and I was like, damn, we wasn't there to study. You know what I mean? But having systems in place, having support, it makes it a lot easier, man.
A lot easier, because them kids is definitely a mental break for you as well. They definitely bring another kind of energy.
Right.
You know, that's free minds. That's fresh mindsets, because that's new smiles. So your children, you looking at them, you're like, wow, he's my broke best friends. He's my broke best friends. So I got to really, like.
Yeah, I mean, and in the end, you're doing it for them. That's right. It. So like, anytime you feel tired, this is like, you know what? I can't be tired, because I know what the future holds for him.
I know what the future,
and I know what the future holds for her. We're just going to make this easier for them.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.